Hello. Welcome to As It Is, the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. At the same time, you will find out about important events that are taking place around the world. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we will tell you about what some people are calling a border crisis. President Obama and Congress are trying to find ways to deal with the problem of illegal immigration. We will tell you what is going on and what may happen in the near future. Then, another story from the United States. As a U.S. soldier who had been held captive for years by the Taliban in Afghanistan is returning to active duty. But there is much more to the story than that. So stay with us and find out the facts. As It is coming to you from Washington. Now, here is part one. Congress may soon vote on whether to approve funds requested by President Barack Obama to deal with the rise in immigrants from Central America. President Obama requested almost $4 billion in June to pay for increased border security and temporary housing centers. The immigrants are illegally crossing the southwestern U.S. border. Many of the people crossing into the United States are children under the age of 18. The immigrants are held in very crowded facilities. Jonathan Evans is here with more on the story.
Current immigration laws do not permit the detained young people to be sent back quickly to their country of origin. Bob Goodlatte is a Republican member of Congress from Virginia. He says the U.S. needs stronger border enforcement. Mr. Goodlatte believes that money should be used to make sure that detainees are sent back to their home country. Mr. Goodlatte says most of the money the president is asking for is to continue the process of bringing more undocumented people into the United States. But extra security forces at the U.S.-Mexican border will not solve the problem. United States law requires court appearances for all non-Mexican arrivals. Eric Holder is the U.S. Attorney General. He says that immigration laws are being enforced. But he adds that the thousands of people coming to the U.S. from Central America make the situation difficult. Mr. Holder says that changes need to be made to fix current laws. The president of Honduras, Juan Hernandez, blames U.S. drug policies for the increase in undocumented immigrants entering the U.S. He says drug gangs and a high murder rate in Honduras force people north to the U.S. Last year, the Senate approved changes to immigration laws, which provided for more border security. The changes also provided a path to U.S. citizenship for millions of undocumented immigrants. However, the U.S. House of Representatives has not voted on the Senate bill or any other version. The Republican Party controls the House. John Cornyn is a Republican senator from Texas. He blames President Obama for the current border crisis. Mr. Cornyn says that people risk their lives to travel to the United States for new opportunities. He adds that many from Central America try to escape violence in their home countries. But Mr. Cornyn says President Obama has let children and their parents who make the dangerous journey believe that immigration laws will not be enforced. Democratic Senator Robert Menendez disagrees. He blames Congress for not doing anything to help with immigration problems. Mr. Menendez says it is easy to say no, but more difficult to be helpful. He believes President Obama should not be blamed because Congress has failed to act. Time is short for a vote to take place on President Obama's request. Congress will not meet from early August to early September. I'm Jonathan Evans.
American soldier Bo Bergdahl has returned to active duty in the U.S. Army. The Taliban in Afghanistan held Sergeant Bergdahl captive for 5 years. An Army spokesman said that Mr. Bergdahl has completed the final part of the recovery process. He said the soldier is being sent to a U.S. Army base near San Antonio in the southern state of Texas, where he can, in the spokesman's words, contribute to the mission. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said Sergeant Bergdahl will be doing administrative work. But many questions remain regarding what exactly happened to the soldier during his time in Afghanistan. Ana Mateo is here with more.
The Army said an investigation continues into the facts surrounding his disappearance and capture. Military officials say he walked away from his base in Afghanistan in 2009. Some of his former military workers say he willingly left his group or unit. The Afghan Taliban released the sergeant May 31st in a prisoner exchange. The U.S. released five Taliban leaders held in U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The exchange caused intense debate. The Taliban detainees were sent to Qatar. The Qatari government has said it will watch the five men for a year. Sergeant Bergdahl was examined at a U.S. military hospital in Lenzstal, Germany, after his release. He later was moved to a military hospital in Fort Sam Houston in Texas for treatment. Reports say he will live in military housing at the base in Texas. Sergeant Bergdahl's release led to celebration in the United States. But that turned into a political debate about whether he had left his post and whether the prisoner exchange should have taken place. I'm Ana Mateo.
All right, it's time for your history lesson from As It Is. A major battle of World War II took place on this date in 1943. The Allies took the important town of Palermo in Sicily. 80 years ago, America's public enemy number one, according to the FBI, was shot and killed outside a movie theater in the central state of Illinois. John Dillinger was a violent criminal who was written about in newspapers across the country. The G-Man, or government agent who got him, was named Melvin Purvis. Many famous entertainers are celebrating a birthday today. They include actor Willem Dafoe, who is 59. John Leguizamo is also eating birthday cake today. He is 50. Funny guy David Spade turns 49. And the man with all the answers, you supply the questions, Alex Trebek, is 74. He is the host of the long-running TV quiz show called Jeopardy, where the contestants have to be very well informed on a number of subjects and quick to push the buzzer, signaling that they know what they are talking about. Now, print the script for today's program, save the audio as a podcast, and practice, practice, practice reading and speaking American English. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Learning English is part of the Voice of America.